God and the 50-Yard Line. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Bremerton, Washington, Joe Kennedy, the assistant football coach who was warned he'd be fired unless he stopped his practice of kneeling in prayer at the 50-yard line after games, decided to do it anyway last Friday.
Whatever happens, happens, you know, but I'm going to be bold in my faith and I'm going to fight the good fight.
The school district will hold off firing him for now, even though it insists his prayers violate Supreme Court rulings. But what baffles me is why the Supreme Court is involved in this at all. Because there's already a clear ruling on public prayer. It's in a document called the New Testament.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Now, obviously, the coach's prayer is hardly going to scar the children, at least not until the Temple of Satan and the Festivus followers demand equal time on the 50-yard line, which they will if this stays in the news. But I do think the Bible's onto something here when it says you can live your faith openly, but when it's time to pray,
go into your room, close the door.
Because not only do private prayers work just as well, but since no one sees you and therefore can't complain, you can spend your time talking to God instead of lawyers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.